by Berthold Buckner. The ignorant will not believe this story. The experienced ones will not think it possible. But we have seen it with our own eyes, and it is the truth. So it starts off that the 25 men set out and reached the caves, and they're right, one of the leaders went in first. The other leader brought up the rear. He secured the entrance with a rope and marked it with signs to avert danger, because if we should lose track of the ropes, it would have been impossible for us to get out again. After fastening the ropes to a rock, we descended 950 meters deep. Four honest strong men were selected to keep watch at the mouth of the mountain cave. Very soon we arrived at a very narrow cleft. One of our companions, a goldsmith who at home had desired to be the first one in the cave, was so frightened by the sight of it, he deserted us, notwithstanding his promise. But we crept on our stomachs some 50 klafter, or 95 meters, through this narrow cleft. There was a wider opening next to it, but it did not stretch very far. First of all, we came upon a wide space, like a hall for dancing. When we crept in, we found so many bones that the first of us had to pile them up in one place to make room for us to enter. The bones were very large, as if from giants. We then reached a very narrow hole and had to squeeze through on our stomachs. At 200 klafter, one comes into what seems like a beautiful, spacious palace, big enough to hold about 100 horses. It is lined at the top very handsomely with grown stones. There are 8 or 10 grown pillars and good seats at the sides. Here we found 2 skulls which, to our surprise, were enclosed by the rock. We could hardly hack them out with our tools. Each person took a piece, one the cranium, one the teeth, etc. All the caves and passages were full of big bones. We searched for about an hour for a hole leading further in. At last our leader found one and we all followed him in. The other tunnels met now and then in the mountain. We were still amazed by the sight of this palace. After 150 klafters, or 285 meters, we came across a very narrow cave and we had difficulty in squeezing in. There we heard a strange roaring, crackling and rustling, and more than one of us wished he had stayed at home with his wife. Suddenly the cave widened so that we could walk side by side. We took counsel and decided to go on and find out what these wild sounds were. Our leader went in front again, and we were following. We arrived at another wide space, which we examined carefully. It looked like a chapter house with pews on one wall and a gallery overhead. It was difficult to get up there, and I stayed down below. In all the caves, we found many bones. We came to a narrow vault where we found a skull bigger than we had ever seen before. When we tried to squeeze it through the narrow opening, it crumbled like ashes. Through a narrow entrance, we got down further, about 200 klafter or 380 meters. There was more and more roaring and rustling till we came upon a fairly wide opening where an enormous waterfall was rushing down between 2 rocks with such a force it would have been sufficient to turn 2 mill wheels. The stream ran downwards over the opening. We were curious to know where this stream came from or find its spring, as it was so icy cold, but we couldn't follow it. Our leader got stuck there in the cave. He had to be pulled out, otherwise he would have died. Adjoining this wide cave was a handsome triangular vault. There we found a stone sculpture. It resembled a deity seated on a throne with a straw wreath on its head. The straw was black and very brittle. I and some others took some straw home. We found another stone sculpture hanging from a high wall. We left a light burning in front of it. At 380 meters, we found loose soil with a great many bones. We crept and walked on following the rope, and at 475 meters we came to a most wonderful palace. On the other side, between the south and west point, we found a fountain with 4 stone pillars around it, and there seemed to have been seats there at one time. The fountain was very cold. We hung our wine bottles in it, and the wine was soon cooled. While we refreshed ourselves at the fountain, we heard a loud noise in the cliff where the stream ends. Our leader was bold enough to climb in, but got stuck and became drenched. When we came to his rescue, one of us, called Birkstaller, was struck on the head. We thought a female figure had been the thrower. Birkstaller was very superstitious, so perhaps it was a ghost. We didn't see anything else. It was very strange that the dripping water, which falls into this mountain in 60 places, freezes into a very hard, even rock and into translucent stone. In a cliff of the rock, one of our companions found a strong, grey, curly hair, which he assumed was from a beard. All of us were curious to find out more about the ghost and would have faced further adventures and dangers, but we lost the passages and caves where we saw the ghost and were forced to climb to the surface with the rope and soon reached daylight again. We all looked discolored and were terrified at each other's appearance. We looked like corpses and startled the guards at the entrance. But thanks to God, nobody was hurt. Praise be to God now and forever. Amen. This has been written down by Berthold Buckner, who took part and is attested by the treasurer of Aarberg. It's an amazing account there from 1535, and what wonders they found in that cave. Stone sculptures, giant bones.